Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Today is Saturday after Ash Wednesday, February 25th, 2023, and the Feast of Blessed Sebastian of Aparicio, Angel of Mexico. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come, your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Toward an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures. For your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. Father, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death, that our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons. That God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the New Age errors of our times. That God envelop our culture with His divine protection, and help us both, individually and as a nation, to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road, that is, the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. And so let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not, then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me to do your will. O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. My Lord, I come to do your will.
Our daily readings, February 25, 2023. Saturday after Ash Wednesday. Reading 1 from the book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, if you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. Then the Lord will guide you always. Then the Lord will guide you always and give you plenty even on the parched land. He will renew your strength, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring whose water never fails. The ancient ruins shall be rebuilt for your sake, and the foundations from the ages past you shall raise up. Repairer of the breach, they shall call you. Restorer of ruined homesteads. If you hold back your foot on the Sabbath, following your own pursuits on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, if you honor it by not following your ways, seeking your own interests, or speaking with malice, then you shall delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will nourish you with the heritage of Jacob, your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Responsorial Psalm. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Incline your ear, O Lord, answer me, for I am afflicted and poor. Keep my life, for I am devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for to you I call all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in kindness to all who call upon you. Hearken, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my pleading. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Glory and praise to you, O Lord. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked man, says the Lord, but rather in his conversion, that he may live, that he may live. Glory and praise to you, Lord. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, follow me. And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus said to them in reply, those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed Sebastian of Aparicio Angel of Mexico. Born in 1502 into a poor family of Galicia, Spain, Sebastian worked as a domestic servant and laborer. In 1531, he immigrated to Mexico, settling first at Veracruz and later at Puebla of the Angels. After transporting freight and then mail, he became rich by building roads. His life was saved in a miraculous way during an outbreak of the bubonic plague in his town in 1514. Forced to isolate him from the community, his parents built a hidden shelter for him in the woods, where they left him. While lying there helpless due to his illness, a she-wolf found the hiding spot and poked her head into his hiding spot, sniffed, and then bit and licked an affected eyesight on his body. Before running off, he began to heal from that moment. At the age of 31, Sebastian left Spain for Mexico. He settled in the town of Puebla de Los Angeles, where he took employment as a field hand. However, he soon noticed a business opportunity for Puebla was an important crossroads, and he noted that the goods transported were carried on the backs of poor animals or on the backs of the native people. In 1552, Sebastian retired to a place near Mexico City, where he cultivated the ground and bred livestock. Later, at over 60 years of age, he wed twice, but each time he was quickly widowed. At the age of 70, he felt the call to the religious life, giving all his wealth to the poor clares. He joined the Franciscans in Mexico City. Sebastian's roads and bridges connected many distant places. His final bridge building was to help men and women recognize their God-given dignity and destiny. Sebastian's parents were Spanish peasants, and at the age of 31, he sailed to Mexico, where he began working in the fields. Eventually, he built roads to facilitate agricultural trading and other commerce. His 466-mile road from Mexico City to Zacatecas took 10 years to build and required careful negotiations with the indigenous peoples along the way. Sebastian was sent to Tecali, then to a community of more than 100 friars in Puebla of the Angels, where he spent the last 25 years of his life. He became a beggar for brother, begging a brother. He became a begging brother to obtain food for such a large community. He had to use large carts drawn by oxen and traveled donated charitable people. Blessed Sebastian of Aparicio undertook his own career of his own to transport grain and other wares, thus acquiring great wealth. He used the money for worthy purposes. Rather, he himself lived like a poor man. In this way, he won the esteem and the love of the natives as well as of the Spaniards. He married twice, each time choosing a poor but devout young woman. And with their consent, he lived with them in virginal purity. In 1552, Sebastian retired to a place near Mexico City, where he cultivated the ground and bred livestock, and later at over 60 years of age, he wed twice, but each time he was quickly widowed. At the age of 70, he felt the call to the religious life, giving all his wealth to the poor Clares. He joined the Franciscans in Mexico City. In time, Sebastian was a wealthy farmer and rancher, and at the age of 60, he entered a virginal marriage. His wife's motivation may have been a large inheritance. His was to provide a respectable life for a girl without even a modest marriage dowry. When his first wife died, he entered another virginal marriage for the same reason. His second wife also died young. At the age of 72, Sebastian distributed his goods among the poor and entered the Franciscans as a brother, assigned to the large 100-member friary at Puebla de Los Angeles, south of Mexico City. Sebastian went out collecting alms for the friars for the next 25 years. His charity to all earned him the nickname Angel of Mexico. Sebastian was beatified in 1787 as known as Patron of Travelers. Sebastian worked day and night without complaining and in union with his Redeemer. As a result, the images of this venerable old man and his large cart have remained inseparably linked in the history and traditions of the city Puebla of the Angels. He died in 1600 at the advanced age of 98 and was beatified in 1787 by Pope Pius VI. Sebastian was a Spanish colonist in Mexico shortly after its conquest by Spain, who, after a lifetime as a rancher and road builder, entered the order of Friars Minor as a lay brother. He spent the next 26 years of his long life as a beggar for the order and died with a great reputation for holiness. Patronesses, drivers, and travelers, road builders, and the transport industry in Mexico. His body is incorrupt. More than 300 miracles which he worked in his lifetime were cited at the process for beautification, and nearly 1,000 miracles were reported at his intercession even before his death, and such claims continue to this day. And Pope Pius VI beatified him on 17 May 1789. And thank you, Lord, for the lives and the witness and the testimony of these great saints in the way they lived their life. And he did much to help others. He did your will, Lord, in helping others. And so, in following his example, help us to be hard at work doing that what we do in our work for your glory. And then helping others. And so, thank you, Lord, for these great saints. And such signs, like saints who are incorrupt. A number of these are incorrupt. Like Blessed Sebastian is incorrupt. A sign of the resurrection of the body to come, which we will have a glorified body. Like you, Lord, we will be like you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the example of these precious saints. Thank you for your love, Lord, and help us to make the Mass the center of our lives, where we can receive you, body, blood, soul, divinity, and go to confession to take that spiritual bath. Thank you, Lord, for the grace that you give to us through your Holy Catholic Church. And thank you for this season of Lent that we can take this opportunity to grow closer to you, which is our objective. That should be our ultimate goal. And I encourage people to pray the rosary. And now that we're at the stations of the cross, there's so many things, so many opportunities you give us. So with these, I will, at the end, I will do a segment of the stations of the cross. And I will begin here on Saturday, today, with the first station. All these sung by Catholic artist Donna Gibson.
The first station, Jesus is condemned to death.
Like sheep, each one going his own way. The Lord has laid the guilt of us all on you. We hide our faces not to see the stripes upon your back. Though harshly treated, you open not your mouth. You wear a crown woven from thorns made of gore. Without a sound, our punishment you bear. He was found guilty, and so we think of him as stricken, afflicted by God. You are what Pilate said, behold.
Behold the man.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Let us close. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God be the glory. Good day.